Hey, beautiful humans. Today's episode sounds like bliss because we're chatting about courage, creation, and collaborative leadership. Say hello to that exhale and to those goosebumps and to that moment of truth or beauty or generosity. Here we will explore struggles and celebrations and devotions, the stuff that life's made of. There will be deep thoughts, interrupted often by belly laughs, because that's also how life works. Some spoken word because, you know, sometimes nothing says it quite like a poem. Conversations with friends, new and old, and soul riffs straight out of my noggin and my heart and into your headphones. I am your host, Tara, and you're listening to Sounds Like Bliss. Welcome. My friends, welcome back. It's such a pleasure to have you back here. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We have something different coming up the next 3 or 4 or maybe even 5 episodes. We're going to be chatting about some words and some states of being that are important to me and my businesses. Now, I need to make this clear. This is not a podcast about business. It's a podcast about life, and my business is a huge part of my life, and my business does not look the same as many other people in business. And so let's just have fun exploring some stuff together. Everything touches everything. You know, what I do for work is not separate to the way that I love or the way that I live. So with that in mind, today we're exploring the 3 central anchors or values that are woven into how I operate, kind of like my operating system. And I'm sharing them here with you today because these are my 3 favorite C's: courage, creation, collaborative leadership. These 3 C's, whenever I am in a moment of confusion, which my mentor would say, you know, anytime you're in a state of self-doubt, it's an insidious state to be in. She would tell me that self-doubt is insidious and it is an act of self-harm. Ooh. But whenever I am discombobulated, confused, whenever I am in fear, I check back in on where I'm at with these 3 core values of mine: courage, creation, collaborative leadership, because generally it's one of these 3 essences. If I focus on them, I can really quickly ascertain what's out of whack here. What do I need to breathe more into? What do I need to harness within myself that can help to bring me back into a state of balance and empowerment? So today we're going to focus on these 3. Next podcast, we're going to focus on a few others, and the next one, a few others, and the next one, a few others. But I hope that you will enjoy this process. What I want to show you is how you can take a word and start to explore the world of that word. Every single word is its own cosmos, is its own universe. And you get to imbue words with meaning that matters to you. It's like you are creating your own language. It's like you are creating your own universe in which to live. And any one of these words that I share with you, or anything that you work with in your personal practice, can bring you back so that you're creating a world that you want to live in that can benefit others as well. So, courage. Courage, in brackets I have next to courage, willingness, which is just one of my most favorite words. Courage. The core root of courage is of the heart. And I think it's really important to remember that. Sometimes when we think of the word courage, we feel as though we need to brace, we need to posture, we need to toughen up, we need to step into the fire. And yeah, we do need to step into the fire, but I believe that we can step into the fire with an element of embrace in our body, embracing rather than bracing. We can soften our hearts. We do not have to flex our muscles. We can let the tension in our bodies go. Courage of the heart. It's, to me, courage is the willingness to be wrong. The willingness to be wrong. It's the willingness to make mistakes, just to be able to say, hey, I got in there and I gave it a crack and I was scared and I was afraid and I didn't even get it right. But I am a different person on the other side of this for having given it a crack. Courage is the willingness to be rejected. It's the willing to hear the word no, to have a proverbial door slammed in your face. It's the willingness to be misunderstood. And this is a big one. I feel so many of us in this world of social media and personal brands. Gosh, I noticed this propensity that we feel to over-explain everything, to justify every thought we have, to tell the world why we did what we did and why we're taking a break from social media. And wow, can we just take a breath? Can we be willing for people to make up their own minds about us? Can we have the courage to do that? Can we have the courage to let them misunderstand us, to let them judge us, to let them get us all wrong? If it means that we can be true to who is in here, taps chest, you know what I'm saying? Courage is the willingness to say, I love you first, even if and even though you know your chances of hearing it back are slim. If that is the truth that is alive in you, it is finding those vocal cords that can give voice to that truth, to stand in that understanding of this is who I am and this is what's present for me, and I will give it voice despite what I may hear back. Mm-hmm. Courage is the willingness to shine. We hear this a lot, shine your light. What does that mean? I mean, I think it comes back to what I said before. It's, can you cultivate the audacity to be the you that is in there without justification or explanation or defense? Without cultivating a false sense of power? Without having to be the center of attention. Courage is such an energetic, still thing. It's not loud. It's not noisy. It's so still. It's so slow motion. It's so strong within us. Strong, strong in the softest of ways. Courage. The willingness to change the situation. The willingness to step out beyond what feels right. The willingness to become someone new, to completely leave yourself behind. If you know that you are creating your world from the past and that you are in a state of complete and utter repetition, do you have the courage to become someone new, to rebel against all of the habits and behaviors and thoughts that have made you who you are today? I don't know about you. I don't want to be who I am today forever. Like, I'm okay with this for now. There's something bigger that's guiding me, and that's the me who I am becoming. It's the willingness to forfeit confidence in favor of feeling brave. And so let's cue this up and let's feel this now in your body. If you go ahead, if you can, close your eyes. If you're walking your dog or you're driving, you totally don't even have to close your eyes at all. But I always like to do that just to bring the senses in. If you're going about your day, just listen along and play with us here. And what I want to drop into your awareness is that courage isn't something that you do. It's an aspect of your being and your soul and your body that's already really present within you. And so if we just tune into it as though you would tune into a radio station and ask your body, what does courage feel like? And as you do this, really place your attention in your heart. Remember, of the heart. Of the heart. Show me what courage feels like. And have your own experience here. You don't need me to prompt you. But I'm going to make an assumption that what your body is showing you is an opening. It's not a clenching. It's a dissolution of barriers, not a constructing of walls, you know? Yummy. Let's move on to creation. And notice I didn't say creativity. I said creation. And this is what springs into my heart. And my mind and my body as I contemplate the world and the cosmos and the word that is creation. Creation is taking agency over our own life. It's not allowing life to slap us around and do a number on us. It's taking that agency. It's cultivating that power of creation within us so that we are participating in a way that's very, very active and eager and engaged, generating instead of consuming. Creation, it's an alchemizing life force, but it does no harm. Alchemizing life force in a way that does no harm. It's transforming neutral data into love. And I'm not going to over explain any of this. There might be some of this that goes over your head because I can think pretty cerebrally, but I just want you to receive this and knock this around in your own mouth and your own mind how you will. But creation as an energy, it can transform neutral data into love. Because when you take something in your life you create with it through intention and you imbue it with meaning, you transform that which you are working with from something that can be neutral to something that can be charged with love and beauty. To me, creation is stubbornly believing in limitlessness and that which is mystical. Creation is such a mystical, powerful concept and reality to me. It's the commitment to an expectation of transformation. So when you're working actively with the energy and reality of creation, you expect transformation. There is no more hoping. You are not hoping. You are not a victim. You are not crossing your fingers and your toes. You are in motion. Whether you're in stillness or you're taking lots of action, you're in the motion of creation. So whether that means you're creating physically in this world of form or subtly in your meditations and in simply like the vibration that you hold within your body, you expect metamorphosis. Creation, it's like the ownership of your energy. You understand that you are the seer of change and possibility. Creation allows you to keep the magic alive in your life in the face of so much pain and struggle. And you can hold both. You will look for opportunities to create rather than focusing on roadblocks. You will create sacred containers for the creative process. Systems that are created will allow, like, how does this work? How can we 1 second talk about the divine process of creation and then the next moment talk about systems? Well, systems are created so that the divine can flow through them. So if I want to live a life of rich creation, then the systems in my life, as we focused on in the last episode, need to be constructed so that those creations have a container to exist within. Generosity is an energy producer. It is a force. Generosity is a fiery force of creation. So let's feel this in your body. Let's cue this up. Take a deep breath. And let the breath go. And ask your body, what does creation feel like? Not what does it feel like to create. What does creativity feel like? Ask your body, what does creation feel like? And allow your body to come alive and inform you of where you feel it, how you feel it. And some of you may be feeling this in your womb or your sacral. Some of you may be feeling this in your heart or even your mind, even right in the center of your mind, your brain. There's no right or wrong, but you take it in. You take that moment to ask the body to inform you. So we start relating to these words as beings rather than words that are in the dictionary. Yeah. Let's move on to our third one for today, collaborative leadership, which is just one of my favorite topics ever. Here are some things that slip into my awareness as I contemplate collaborative leadership and the power in that. First and foremost is that collaborative leadership for me happens on a subtle level in stillness. Yes, I have a doTERRA business. That's one of the branches of my business. And in terms of real world stuff, world of form stuff, that is the most collaborative business model I've ever seen. It's people working together, leveraging their strengths, harnessing the power of community so that all may rise. So practically, that's a really great example. But for me, collaborative leadership will always start subtly in stillness. And what that means is I can collaborate with the essence of my team, not just the people in it. I can invest energy into the essence of my goal, not just celebrate the attainment of it, right? I can connect to the home that I feel I am ready to inhabit long before I see it on realestate.com. This is everything to me. I can connect in with the soul of my great love before I meet him, so that when I meet him, I recognize him. So collaborative leadership, souls leading souls, entities partnering with one another on a very subtle level. Oof, it just got real up in here, didn't it? Like I just took this to a whole new level, but get used to it. I mean, I always want to bring this down to earth, you know? I don't want it to get too fluffy, but there ain't nothing fluffy about that. This is how I live my life, and I generate real results in this way. And I'm really committed to sharing more of that with you, particularly because this does no harm. This does no harm. No one is being exploited when we create this way. No one is being harmed. Everyone is being elevated. And we'll talk more about that at a later point. Collaborative leadership, if we bring it back to working with the people rather than with the energies, it's about listening rather than filling up space with talking all the time. It's about yielding in moments where you're about to penetrate. It's about passing the mic and allowing those around you to stand in the limelight so that they may acclimatize to what it's like to be more visible, to have a louder voice. It's surrendering some of that false power, allowing other people to rise up. It's understanding the role of the ecology, you know, it's taking ourselves out of the epicenter and placing a greater awareness on the power of community. All right. So in many aspects of my life, if you take me out of that situation, the environment would crumble. And in my, you know, one of my intentions is to overcome that. I want to be in a situation where if you take me out of that environment, the ecology will continue to thrive, right? It's really important to me. We can teach through asking questions and creating space for people to arrive at their own answers rather than teaching the answers before we've even thought about the questions. It's community-focused learning. We have this beautiful reciprocity of the brain's trust. We draw upon each other's strengths. We see everybody as capable and valuable. It's a recognition of the divine spark and genius in us all. And, you know, one of the things that I really think is so important about collaborative leadership, it's actually embracing receivership more. Receiving. I think that we can be better leaders if we quit our obsession with leadership. Leadership 2.0, it's very energetic. It's very based on being. It's very enlivened by our presence. So we can collaborate with each other, and we can collaborate with our teams and with our families and with the earth and with our inspirations and our creative process. And doesn't that sound like bliss? Doesn't that sound like bliss that the days of the lone wolf are over? And even if you are a solopreneur or a solo caster, that you can be in collaboration with your work and with your ideas, and that can be a very sacred union for you. That's all I have for you today, my friends. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Have a beautiful day. The 2019 experience of Rebels of Light is finally here. And she is so much more than a mentoring program. She is a way of being, a full-bodied, fully breathing code for living a truly powerful life, which has room for deep feeling, healing, and freedom. Through a combination of subtle and sensational stillness practices, monthly mentoring, group discussions, guest teachers, and weekly dares, a container will be created for you to alchemize your life like never before. She awaits your participation with anticipation, as I do. So head on over to tarabliss.com.au to reignite that rebellion within you. thank you for being here today and tuning in. As always, I just so appreciate your presence. If you found value in today's podcast, please subscribe on iTunes and share this episode on your social feed of choice. Instagram is my digital playground, and you can tag me there @Tara_bliss. If you're feeling particularly generous today, leave me a review on iTunes, and that'll help this sound get into even more eardrums. Thank you so much in advance for that. For episode show notes, resources, and updates on what I have on offer for you, jump on over to tarabliss.com.au/episode 2. That's episode and then the number 2. And subscribe to my notes straight to your inbox. Have a beautiful moment, beautiful people. Bye-bye now.